This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فما بعد فقال تعالى يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون وقال يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم ان الاصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear respected brothers, sisters, elders, كل عام وأنتم بخير. Eid Mubarak to all of you. It is mustahab and it is the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to remind us about important matters in the khutbah of Eid. And therefore it is very important to stay in your place after Salatul Eid and listen to the khutbah of Eid. If anybody is in a hurry, if there is an emergency, then they are free to leave, because the khutbah of Eid is not fard like the khutbah of Jummah. But if you leave, then do so very quietly and without disturbing anybody, and without greeting anybody, and without hugging anybody, and without saying salam to anybody, just get up and go away quietly. The best thing to do is to remain in your place, listen to the khutbah, and then when you leave, meet people, greet people, and so on and leave. This is part of the adab of Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr, part of the adab of the Salatul Eid. We know the story of Eid al-Adha. Ibrahim alayhi salam went to sacrifice his son, Ismail alayhi salam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala substituted him with a ram. Muslims commemorate this sacrifice annually in honor of Ibrahim alayhi salam's ubudiyat and as our own solidarity with that. But is this only about the death of sheep and celebration for us, or is there more? Ibrahim alayhi salam's life and the lives of his family and his wife Hajar alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam are symbols of ubudiyat, the obedience as slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping none other than him because no one other than he is worthy of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked them and their attitude and actions so much that he honored them for all time and made their story the arkan of Hajj. It begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement when he praised Ibrahim alayhi salam and he said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Idh qala lahu rabbuhu aslim. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When his Rabb said to him, submit, that is, be a Muslim, he said, I have submitted. When his Rabb said to him, submit, which means be a Muslim, he said, I have submitted. He did not even say, I will submit. He said, I have submitted. This is the first marker that we need to take note of and understand that all goodness begins with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Total obedience, because selective obedience is disobedience. Islam clearly demands total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that was demonstrated by His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kaffatan wa la tattabi'u khutuwati ash-shaytan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, enter completely and perfectly into Islam and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Verily, he is for you and to you a plain enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing those who believe. Ostensibly, they have already entered Islam. People like us. We were born Muslim, born into Muslim homes, or we accepted Islam. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders them to enter Islam completely. This means that those who pick and choose what they will do or not, obey or not obey, have not entered Islam completely and are following the footsteps of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us against this. Please remember that the one who follows the footsteps of someone else is responsible for his own decision. He cannot blame anyone else for it. Shaitan will say to those who followed him, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا خُذِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقُّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِيكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِيِّ إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِ إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And Shaitan will say, when the matter has been decided, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you a promise of truth. And I too promised you, but I betrayed you. I had no authority over you except that I called you, so you responded to me. So do not blame me, but blame yourself. فَلَا تَلُومُنِي وَلُمُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. I cannot help you, nor can you help me. I deny your former act in associating me, that is shaitan, as a partner with Allah, by obeying shaitan in the life of the world. Verily, there is a painful torment for the zalimun, for the evil doers. The second marker in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam that we need to take note of is his connection with his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. The most beautiful example from his life is his conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he was a boy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about this in Ibrahim alayhi salam's words. إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعوهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. And remember when Ibrahim alayhi salam said, My Rabb, show me, arini kaifa tuhil mauta, show me how you give life to the dead. And he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, asked him, don't you believe? He, Ibrahim alayhi salam, said, yes, of course I believe, but to be stronger in faith. I'm asking you this so that I can become stronger in faith. He said, jalla jalaluhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, take four birds, then cause them to incline towards you, meaning tame those four birds. Make them your friends. Cause them to incline towards you. Then slaughter them, cut them into pieces, then put a portion of them on every hill and call them, and they will come to you in haste. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty, all wise. I have spoken about this whole incident in many and its many implications in detail many times before, so will not go into it now. Just suffice to say that I can't think of a more beautiful example of the connection between an abd and his rabb. We fast forward to another conversation, a test that was so severe that I always wonder at the strength of iman of Ibrahim alayhi salam, until I recall the earlier incident of Rabbi arini kaifa tuhyil mauta. Anyone who could ask that and be answered, anyone who could ask that and was answered, is at a place where everything else becomes easy. And that is why I keep harping about creating and maintaining our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ta'alluq ma'allah is the root cause of all goodness. The life of Ibrahim alayhi salam demonstrates that beautifully. The test and conversation I refer to is between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after he left his wife and newborn son in the barren valley of Bakka, which later on was called Makkah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what he said. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَارْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. O our Rabb, I have made some of my family to dwell in an uncultivable valley by your sacred house, the Kaaba in Mecca, in order, O our Rabb, that they may establish as-salah, iqamat as-salah. So fill some hearts among men with love towards them. And O Allah, provide them with fruits so that they may give thanks. The life-threatening challenges that his young family faced are related to safety and security. Think about the sequence. If you were in that place, if I was in that place, what would we ask for first? First thing we would ask for is safety. If they die, then the rest of it becomes useless. And if they are safe, they should be secure. They should not be concerned about being killed or something kidnapped all the time. So safety, then security, then food and water, and then support and companionship. This is the kind of sequence that we would think. Yet, what he asked for is to establish salah, influence over others, fruits, which is tertiary blessings, not basic. He's not asking for bread. Strange expectations, until you understand that the one asking knows his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu and knows the key to success. He knows that everything good begins with obedience to Allah, which is the establishment of salah. If only we understand that the rules have not changed. Everything good begins with salah. And for those who establish it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives influence and his high blessings in this world and the next. Fast forward again to another conversation, this time between a father who is over 80 years old and his little son, who Allah said is old enough to walk with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered it important enough to mention this, that he is old enough to walk with him. And then he reported Jalla Jalaluhu the conversation, a conversation which is one of the strangest that I can imagine. One of the strangest conversations that I can imagine. Until I remind myself about who was talking to whom. It is Khalilullah talking to the man who is to be given the title of Zabihullah, sacrifice for Allah. Not a man, little boy at the time, but what a little boy. First, listen to the conversation. فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. And when he, the son, was old enough to walk with him, he said, O my son, I have seen in a dream that I am slaughtering you, which is offering you in sacrifice to Allah. So look, what do you see? He said, O my father, do that which you are commanded. Insha'Allah, if Allah wills, you shall find me of as-sabirin, of the patient ones. Look where? Look in your heart. What do you see? You ask a little boy that and you expect to get an intelligent answer? And that too about slaughtering him? And remember, this little boy knew all about slaughter because he lived in an agrarian society with domestic animals which they slaughtered and ate and used their skins for their tents and clothing and so on daily. So when his father said to him, I have seen in a dream that I am slaughtering you, which is offering you in sacrifice to Allah, so look, what do you see? You can be sure that the little boy knew what slaughter means. If you see his answer, you can see that he knew what slaughter meant, that it meant pain as he had never seen before, as he had never experienced before. That is why he said, Satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. Do, inshallah, do what you have been ordered to do, and inshallah, you will find me among the sabirin. He's saying inshallah because he's not sure. He says, if Allah wills, this will happen. As they say, the rest is history. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared that Ibrahim alayhi salam had fulfilled his covenant and passed the test and praised him in words that are recited in salah, and his action is commemorated and honored and will be until there are Muslims on the face of the earth. Allah never wanted human sacrifices. Human sacrifice is haram in Islam. This was a test for Ibrahim alayhi salam. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ سَلَامٌ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then, when they had both submitted themselves to the will of Allah, and he had laid him prostrate on his forehead or on the side of his forehead for slaughtering, and we called out to him, O Ibrahim, you have fulfilled the dream, you have fulfilled the vision. Verily, thus do we reward the muhsinun, the people who do good for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, that indeed was a manifest trial. It was a very difficult trial. And we ransomed him with a great sacrifice of the ram. And we left for him a goodly remembrance among generations to come in later times. Salam be upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. Thus indeed do we reward the Muhsinun. Verily, he was one of our believing slaves. Now, what do you say about those whose iman and taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is the witness? So why is this all important to us today, apart from the commemoration? It's important because it reiterates the following fundamental principles. Number one, that all goodness and success begins with complete and total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, to remember that we will be held responsible for our decisions. All that we choose to do or choose not to do defines brand value and character. Number three, that obedience is a result of a connection of love without any formality, which gives precedence to the one we are connected with, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla, over everyone and everything else. Selective obedience is disobedience. Number four, that to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must sacrifice those things we love, which may come in the way of building that connection. In our case, it would be all and every desire that takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obedience to Him. The question we need to ask ourselves is, what am I willing to give up, to sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I remind myself and you to remember that sacrifice means pain, and we will do it only when the reward seems greater to us than the pain. When it is more important for us to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than to avoid the pain, we will try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what this Eid teaches us. And that is my bottom line question to myself and you. What are we willing to give to Allah Jalla Jalaluh? The result of Ibrahim alayhi salam's obedience and the obedience of his family was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made their story, their actions, rituals of the highest ibadah in Islam, which is Hajj. Hajj is a reenactment of all the incidents that I mentioned, which involve Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hajar alayhi salam, and Ismail alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them rituals of worship for all those who came after them. Every Nabi, every Rasul, every Wali of Allah, every scholar, every ordinary Muslim performs these rituals, without which his Hajj is not there. To those who do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the highest reward, which is forgiveness of all sins. All because of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What a man. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about him, Kana Ummah. Allah said that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a nation in himself. Today, as we celebrate this blessed festival, Eid al-Adha, let us reflect on the changes that we need to bring in our lives to make ourselves and our lives obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. That is the true meaning of celebrating Eid al-Adha, to sacrifice our desires and our disobedience before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to become one of the millat Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is not about sheep, it's about us. Kullu am antum bi khair. Eid Mubarak to all of you. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.